You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's good, man. It is good. How about yourself?
I am just fine.
I love it. Now, we've talked about the offensive line as a whole, and I wonder if we should really be talking specifically about the tackles, because the stat I saw, and it's just one game, I get it, but it feels reflective of how I felt most of the season. The interior three offensive linemen you rolled out there against Detroit gave up a total of 5 pressures, whereas Nate Thomas gave up 8 and Terrence Steele gave up 6 just by themselves. How big of a tackle problem do the Cowboys have?
Well, they had a problem in that game, right?
Sure.
I don't know if anybody looked up how they did in the 3 games they won.
Yeah.
Which is rather remarkable that you point that out, and they still threw for 376 yards and scored 30 points, right?
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think that the play, I thought Terrence Steele kind of hit a stretch there where he was playing much better. I thought Guyton was playing better until the concussion. Now, you ended up in the last few games starting basically a rookie at left tackle that's no more than a 7th round pick. It needs to be better. I don't know that, you know, you're near the end of the season. Those guys aren't going to change until, you know, Guyton gets back in there, and we'll see how that goes. But to me, at some point, if you look at that as being a problem, then you got to start helping at least one of them out all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the same guy each snap. But if you're planning on, you know, trying to get the ball down the field, then, yeah, give them some help. A lot of the times the Cowboys, you know, with blitzes, they did have trouble picking those up. I don't look as much as those pressures as their inability to run the ball effectively and keep teams from ganging up on pass rushing when the Cowboys get in, you know, second and long, third and long, things like that. Then, of course, you're going to you know, experience some problems. But I just think as a whole, they need to run the ball more effectively. And I'm not talking about running for 10, 15 yards or whatever. But can you average a little bit better than 2-3 yards a carry? And I thought that's been their biggest problem on offense, because regardless of what the pressure is, they've still been pretty productive offensively.
Now, I know this is not Cowboys related, but we're always breaking news here. And unfortunately, Shams Charania is reporting that Derek Lively is going to have foot surgery to relieve continued discomfort, and he is going to be out for the season.
Tell him not to do that on my time, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Shams, what are you doing, Shams? Yeah. Come on, man.
That poor guy just can't stay healthy, can he?
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, that is. I'm man, and he's a fun dude, and he brings a lot to this team. But
yes. Got a great skill, too.
You're right. You're right.
Very skilled player.
Well, that sucks. There's your Mavericks update right there.
At least we're getting Diggs back, right, Mickey?
Yeah!
You're hoping, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was hoping, yeah.
I really needed some good news right there, Mickey, if it would have been a lie.
You know, let's see him practice for 3 days, mm-hmm. and then judge on, you know, how well he's been able to perform. And I think that, you know, even more so than him, they need to get Clowney back. And I think, like I told you guys yesterday, he was close. So I think
right.
There's a chance there, and they need to get CD back. Gosh, it's been so long since Diggs has played. You almost forget that he's not been in there. Now, and I'm not saying that they played so well that, you know, they don't need to put him back on the field. It would be really good to have Diggs as the Diggs we've known previously back on the field playing at that level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The how do you feel, and I don't know if we discussed this yesterday, how did you feel DeMarvion Overshown's game looked this week?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody defensively had a really good game.
Fair.
I hear he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, which linebacker did anything?
Yeah, that's valid.
That's a tough question to
yeah,
answer, right?
It is.
I think we all think that these guys are going to come back after not playing for a year, and it's like, okay, no problem, I'm back on board, let's go. Does he not have talent, or does it take some time to kind of get back to seeing things and being able to anticipate what's going on? I don't know that he's gotten blown off the field by, you know, people blocking him or anything. I think it has more to do with him recognizing what's going on or what's about to happen. Did he miss a bunch of tackles?
There were a couple of tackles.
Just looked like a little longer read and react.
I thought he could have made, but so I'm really intrigued by this. Let me ask you then, is the only way to get there and get better to play in
yes.
the games,
yes.
right? Because yeah. you can't well, he looks amazing in practice. Now he's ready. He's got to get gameplay to get ready for gameplay,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And here's the other thing. Remember how many games they played in a short period of time.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do all the rehab you want, but it's not like playing in a game. And it's not like what happens to your body after you play in a game. And I'm not trying to make any excuses for him if people think that he didn't play well. But again, there's been short, the practices haven't been normal over these last 17 days to get somebody ready to play. He didn't have any training camp or anything like that. And then you're playing on short weeks with very little practice, most of it mental. And sometimes I think it makes a difference for some guys. I'm thinking that I'm trying to think back to the week lead. So they would have came off the bye, right, to get ready for the Raiders game. Is that correct? I got it timing right?
Yeah.
And then that week got shortened and disrupted by the Nealon deal. And after that, I bet he never put pads on in practice to get ready for a game.
Oof.
Think about it. Because then it was, you know, a short week, and then a week that you were trying to get guys off their feet because you had played so many games in 11 days. So I think when you haven't had your feet on the field in games, you need practice.
Right.
And he didn't practice until after the bye.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even if he was out there, you know, he's running scout team. It takes a while to get back at it. So, yeah, I don't think you need to give up on him after one game.
I think one other thing, Kevin, to add to what Mickey's saying there is whenever you're that young of a player too, and like Revel, let's go with Revel a little bit there. There's still things you haven't seen in the NFL.
Sure.
You know, and that experience only comes with being out on that field too and being able to say, you know what, I got burned on that. It won't ever happen again.
Okay.
And they're in a situation with three guys like that.
Yeah. Yes.
You mentioned two of them and then throw Nate Thomas in there too.
Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to play with young guys. And there will be mistakes or there will be, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't cover that right, or I didn't set my feet right on that blitz, things like that. And so, yeah, when you're playing that many young guys, and I still look at Overshown as a young guy.
I get you.
Yes, me too.
He hasn't completed an entire season yet in his career, and this is what, his third year?
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
1 year.
I promise you, I am most certainly not giving up on any of those players.
You love Overshown.
This next question, though, might be a little different.
All right.
Ryan Flannoy had a big night. We've loved the flashes we've seen from him. My question is this team essentially done with Tolbert, and should we give up hope for any offensive impact from Mingo?
Well, he just got back, right?
Yeah.
And what did he get? Maybe five plays or something like that? I don't know.
Right.
He had one target, right? And it bounced off his hands.
Yeah, I was waiting for the breakout.
Yeah,
there.
I'm thinking, you know, Flannoy has stepped up. And so the other thing is everybody talks about Mingo and Tolbert, but what about Turpin? Because he's been playing as the third receiver quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now, has he passed him up too?
Yeah. I think so, right?
Well, I think from a production standpoint and what they're asking him to do, he certainly has. But again, and I get made fun of on our podcast because I'm a big fan of Turpin, and I think that they need his speed on the field more than what the touches he gets. But so far, yeah, I think if they open up on Sunday night, I think Flannoy's the third guy. And then they'll mix in Turpin to go along. But yeah, if you have a performance like that, there's no sense worrying about anybody else needing to get reps, your backups, if you're active, right?
Yeah.
Tolbert wasn't even active, and that's not the first time this year.
So we asked Steven this, and he said no. I've been thinking about this, and I've heard a couple of people bring this up. Do you think at all the elevated offensive ability and situations that Turpin has been put in have impacted his return game whatsoever?
No, not at all. I want the ball in his hands anywhere,
right,
anytime I can get it in his hands. I think that the blocking hasn't been very good on kickoff returns. And we can go one more, right? The coverage hasn't been very good.
Oh, my God,
no.
Yeah,
either,
miserable.
Right? So that part has to improve. I think on kickoff returns, I think he's searching sometimes for something bigger than what's really there and just hit it and be, you know, satisfied with what is what is. And remember, too, he was coming back from a little bit of an injury. Now, he'll tell you that he's fine. He's totally good. And if you see him get in the open field, he still can run. I just think that they need to give him some lanes to be able to, you know, at least hit an opening. And there's very few times, if you go back and look at it, that you see openings. Now, does he have a bad knack?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Of acting like he's getting ready to call a fair catch and then he doesn't.
Yes.
Fix it.
At least that's only 5 yards, right?
But yeah, that feels like a penalty.
Know, that could be a Brandon Aubrey field goal right
that,
there.
That feels like a penalty right? Where the annoyance level is higher than the yardage. You're like, don't wave your hand and then run.
That's true.
Sometimes I think he's a little too anxious.
Yeah,
obviously, right? But no, I don't think that that's diminished his ability to return kicks, as he's not playing that many snaps, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I was just curious.
Yeah, and I've heard that come up. And matter of fact, one of our mailbag question was that, and, you know, does he just need to return kicks? And I said, absolutely not. I want the ball in his hands.
Right.
No one else has got speed like he does.
I mean, on that, I think we can all agree. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we have things that could help you potentially have a good day by going to 105.3thefan.com/donate. We are doing the annual Raise Your Hand fundraiser. We're raising money to stock the food shelves at the North Texas Food Bank. That's the positive. The negative is, again, if you miss about Derek Lively, he's out for the season.
Also, this could be a positive, Kevin. Okay. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says they're going to reexamine the tiebreaker.
Oh,
for their championship.
A little too late on that, but thank you.
No, it's not too late. Okay. It's too late for this year.
Sure.
But not too late for the future
of
the ACC and Duke.
That is true. I appreciate it. Hey, the reigning ACC champions.
They did it.
But yeah, seriously, in case you missed, unfortunately, the breaking news, you only got 7 games from Derek Lively this season. That you knew that there was something up. We talked a couple weeks ago about how he would probably be out another 6 weeks or whatever. We get the information that he is going to have foot surgery to address the lingering pain and issues in his foot. He is out for the rest of the season. And that just really sucks for the person. It sucks for the fans, both in terms of this year and the future. Because this is another big-time injury when you're like, God, your skill set's really good, and I want to build around it, but I don't know if I can.
No, you want those, but you're right.
Yeah.
Because just like certain DeMarvion Overshown, you know, certain guys, you just don't know.
Yep. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a lot of pressure on Alec now to raise all of our spirits with AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus Scott Boras is just baseball Kevin. What do I mean by that? Next on The Fan.
What does this button do?
Please,
do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. 1 for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
For how much longer?
Have you seen those rumors about
Oh. Well.
My sandwich is in the fridge.
Ha!
He's going to leave and go get it.
No.
I could see that look on his face.
I had some brisket earlier, and I don't know if I'm like that hungry right now. So.
Yeah. I usually start reaching for the fruit snacks. That's my equivalent of Reggie's applesauce. Yeah. Is I always have fruit snacks in the bag. I was about to reach for them, but Wild Fork hooked it up with the brisket tacos for breakfast this morning, and they
were
amazing.
Are there any of those still left? I doubt it.
The vulture's already struck. And there's so much good stuff going on around these hallways. I don't like what Corey's doing to the giveaway item.
Ew. What the hell?
It's very...
I'm massaging the fan logo.
Oh, no, because it needs that.
He's doing nipple things.
Okay.
My nipples are out here.
Oh.
Anatomy.
Yeah. You know my body, Kevin.
Thank you. 1:30 on Friday. We're going to write 11:25, and I'm just going to write the word nipple, and I'll figure out the rest later. All right, we got the question of the day, plus Scott Boras, the longtime baseball agent and sometimes bad at his job agent. He is just baseball Kevin.
Oh, I know why you hate this.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and we will get to that here in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, going to look at the National Day Calendar, as we always do, because I am your source of information and days, because it's what I do around here.
It's true.
It is National Decimal System Day, so big day for Kevin and other people who like math.
And Dewey.
And I Dewey, 100%.
He didn't beat Truman, though.
True, because Garfield.
Mm-hmm. This is a weird system where we would just kind of guess, and they're like, yeah, no, he's going to win. Just print the paper. Are you sure you don't want to find out? Ah, it's fine.
Let's see. It is International Animal Rights Day.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out to the animals.
So only international animals?
I think it's like across the world.
Yeah, we're part of the international community.
That's right.
So it's not international animals, it's International Day.
For like all.
For animals.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's right. It is also Human Rights Day.
Oh, great.
But today.
Give it up for the humans.
I have to admit, I care more about human rights than animal rights.
Well, considering I just ate brisket tacos for breakfast, I should probably fall in line here.
Yeah, but if you were like, I just ate a human taco, then that would be an issue.
Okay, 1127.
I am not. You don't need to mark that. That
human
is correct.
Taco. Okay.
I stand by that.
I don't think you have to say human.
Yeah, I don't think you. It was kind of understood. You just said the quiet part out loud, which
I'm just trying to make sure.
Has a taco or has a brisket ever eaten a human?
Oh,
that's a good question. But if you're like eating a taco and all of a sudden you're like, man, there looks like there's a finger in there. Problem. Maybe a lawsuit.
Yeah, they didn't chop it off enough.
I don't know if that was really my issue.
Okay.
Not
round.
Quite.
Like some beef.
Yeah, round it.
It's also a National Lager Day, so if you're a beer connoisseur, big day for you.
I was thinking about, like, the trees. Like, National Lager Day.
Like a lumberjack?
Yeah. Tell me nobody else was thinking that.
First thought was beer.
I don't drink.
I understand that.
But I'm also not a lumberjack, so I don't know if I can really make claim to one or the other.
Yes, why are you standing on the table for lumberjacks?
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
But it's Nobel Prize Day. That's what I want to focus on.
Politics.
I was waiting for that. So 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer the question of the day. What is the one award you've always wanted to win?
Because Nobel Peace Prize.
For me, I'll bat lead off because I think it's very fitting for what we do. Growing up, I always wanted to win an ESPY. And I really wanted to win one, especially after seeing Stuart Scott's speech.
Oh, booyah.
Yes. After watching that speech, I forget what age I ended up like really appreciating what he did in his body of work.
Did you see, I think it's tonight, they're putting out, I think it's an E60, not a 30 for 30 about him.
Yes, and I can't wait to watch it. I want to say it was one of my coaches in middle school that kind of like introduced me to him and what he did and like all of his great speeches and stuff. Like, I just, ever since I figured out who he was and like what he stood for, I was like an ESPY. That's something that has to happen. I need it. And in high school, I was like, I'm going to be the next big TV ESPN guy just so I can win an ESPY, so I can be like Stuart Scott.
One of my favorite Dan Patrick things that he would talk about is how many people would come up to him and say, hey, do booyah. And he would go, that's not me. That's Stuart Scott. And they'd go, yeah, do booyah. He'd be like, oh my gosh, do booyah.
Do booyah.
All right, so here's the thing. Always wanted an EGOT. Once I found out it existed, thanks to Tracy Morgan, I was like, holy crap, I want an EGOT. But that's going to be four awards.
Alec, are you familiar with the four awards that comprise the EGOT?
What is it? A Grammy, an Oscar, and some other stuff.
An Emmy and a Tony. So that means I have to live in New York and do some Broadway stuff, but I'm down with that. But that's difficult. That is a difficult one. So I will say there was a time when 14-year-old Corey imagined that he could win Best Kiss in the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh,
and I was like, because you always get to go re-kiss the girl that you kissed in the movie.
Sure.
Whenever you get up there on stage, you're like, "Do we give it up for the people?" And then, you agree, and then you kiss again. So I always thought that would be cool.
I like that. I always wanted to win a Scarecrow Award.
I feel like this is a stupid joke. I'm about to punch you
because I would be outstanding in my field.
Just gonna let you
nothing.
Gonna let you bait.
By the way, there
one.
Are multiple people who also thought you were talking about lumberjacks.
Kevin, I want to say every time somebody says they are outstanding in their field, I do think of that joke.
Hell yeah!
So it's a good joke. It is
You're
a good
part
joke.
Part of the problem, Majors. The fact that you even acknowledge it mentally, you're part of the problem.
There's
and
a
not
lot
the
of
solution.
Things that people say, and in my mind, I'm like, ooh, that's a joke.
Yeah. Man, Alec, you know which one I've tried out that has really got a negative response?
A lot.
I told the story again. I was like, yeah, one of our neighbors lost like a quarter of their roof. Oof. And that got a really, really negative response at our Thanksgiving dinner.
Trying not to laugh at that one.
In case you want to know.
Just gonna lay out on that one, too. Let's see. 877-881-1053. The award that you always wanted to win.
It was a Pulitzer. I wanted to win a Pulitzer Prize. Like, when we were in journalism and everything, I was like, man, I'm gonna do the thing, write the story. That's like, oh, wow. That's amazing.
You know what? I appreciate that for you. As I loved writing, and I felt like I'm a really good writer. I think I'm a very good writer.
Yeah.
You've read most of the stuff that I've written.
I've read many.
You would know.
I agree. You are a very good writer.
But I always was like, but I'm never going to write something that's Pulitzer Prize winning. I just never accept. I was like, there's so many better writers.
Then I saw multiple people say they wanted to win a Dundee from The Office.
Yeah.
That would be dope. Should Spittle do that?
Yeah, would we have to rename it for copyright issue? I don't
probably, if we're going to be talking about it over the air. I know whenever I was in Nate Woods' radio program, he had the Woody Awards at the end of the year. And it was on...
That's the ABNs.
No, that's not. But the reason he called it that, one, because his name is Nate Wood. But two, he would get a 2x4 and he would cut it up into sections and he would just write with Sharpie what your award was.
Nice!
And everybody got one. But it was something uber specific to, like, either a joke you said in class or something maybe you were really good at, something you were really bad at.
Yeah.
And, like, I found out his full government name on a trip to an awards show.
Huh.
And so he called me. I think my award was something like the Federal Investigation Award or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I found out what his middle name was and he didn't want us to know. So, yeah. I like stuff like that. We should do something like that here.
Interesting.
That would be fun.
My high school teacher in history, Miss White, at the end of the year, she would line her walls up with these giant pieces of paper, and every student would be on it, and it would have something that she thought they were going to go on to do in the future.
Mm.
And for Adrian, she was going to open a little cafe in France, you know, on the Thames River or whatever it is.
Isn't it the Thames?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And for me, I was, she said, because every time I'd ask a question, it was always a stupid question, and she'd say, ask your dad, to the point where the whole class, when I would ask questions, they'd just look at me and say, ask your dad. And I was like, okay.
What?
So she said, for me, I was going to be 3-time father of the year and write multiple father books, like raising children books. I want to be father of the year. How do I get that?
Okay.
How do I do it? Who's the committee?
Yeah, because it used to be Bill Cosby, but that's not the case. I mean, he was.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, because he wrote Fatherhood or Parenthood or whatever, and like, that was the guy, but...
I don't want it that bad.
Probably not anymore.
So, never mind.
So, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that.
From the 940, I'm a nerd, always wanted to win a Nobel Prize in chemistry or physics.
That would be awesome.
That is way above my head. Physics was never my thing. It was fun, but I didn't understand anything that was happening. And seeing the Pulitzer come in a few times as well, a national championship from the 214.
Ooh, yeah.
From a different 214, the Intercontinental Championship.
It's the workhorse's title.
That's right.
I like it.
There's a lot of pride behind that one. Maybe the pride of Mansfield, Texas needs to get in on that one.
Girl.
I mean, if Rey Mysterio can win them, so can I. I'm taller.
Wow.
Been around him. Yeah. I'm not as good
as him. You've probably done fewer drugs.
Guys, don't Scott Boris.
Tylenol's a drug.
That's right.
Oh, he got some last night. Steroids multiple times.
Oh, well, I just take creatine.
That's fine.
Yeah. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, that's probably legal.
I don't know.
I mean, I can buy it on Amazon. It's got to be legal, right?
That feels like a dangerous line of thinking.
I think. Just not very deeply sometimes. But I did about this, and Kevin, you actually know what you're about to hear.
Yes.
But I found the audio for it, and it makes it that much worse.
Hold on, let me pause you. The reason why I know about this is because Alec was pissed at me essentially yesterday for this, and so it has carried over, so now I know exactly what you're talking about. And when you hear it, I get it.
So, Scott Boras, every year at the winter meetings, he's the, you know, mega agent in baseball, gets all the big name athletes and gets them signed sometimes to big deals, not here recently. He represents Cody Bellinger, and Cody Bellinger, a big name at the winter meetings, and he was talking about his options in free agency and whatnot, and he does this every year. He tries to fit in as many puns as he can, so try to keep track with me.
I mean, it's not for me to judge, but, you know, great players see red. If they have a big bat yanked out of their lineup. I haven't met a team that dodges a five-tool player. To fill the center field need is a giant step towards the playoffs. North and south, outfielders that fly with power, they're rare birds. In the offseason, there's a lot of startup to organizations, and for that reason, there's a lot of angel investors that are looking for very versatile outfielders. So other than that, Belly doesn't have much interest.
That's funny.
I counted 10.
That's good.
But I could see how there could be more.
Yeah, and he did this with every single person he got asked about. Not to that same degree. It would be like one or two here and there. And I love how he rounded it out with, outside of that, yeah, he doesn't have much interest. Like, just brings it full circle. Like, I just did a minute and six seconds of yapping and a bunch of puns just to say, oh, he doesn't have that much interest, does he? But he hinted at like six different teams.
Alec, do you know who Gene Shalit is?
Yes.
Okay. There, once again, always goes back to Family Guy. Mm-hmm. They did like if Gene Shalit was a robber, and he goes, "Don't panic, room. I just want your tango and cash." And so the person he was robbing was just like, What? And so if you don't know that, Gene Shalit, the movie critic, big fan of what Scott Boras just did. And he had a crazy mustache and like Bob Ross big hair.
That's right. Maybe I need to fall in line. Do the twisty mustache.
That would be awesome. If you commit to that, I'll buy the mustache wax. I don't know if I want that as a drop.
Mustache wax.
Get some. Wax your face.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we could talk about the Chiefs' long-term run atop the NFL being over. That's great. Or
wax poetic.
Philip Rivers prop bets. Next on The Fan.
Third and six. Quarter begins. Mahomes downfield for Hollywood Brown. Intercepted underneath. Kamari Lassiter was there. Mahomes couldn't get enough on it. And Lassiter comes up with his third pick of the year.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it in brisket.
Man, props to freaking Wild Fork. I'm just saying, I think this is the first time I have tried their stuff. It is freaking awesome. Now, we got some awards, as is usually the case at this time. Puka Nacua wins the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, while Josh Allen is named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Josh Allen's pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do you think he is underappreciated by the NFL fans?
I don't. I think he is properly appreciated. Yeah. Do you not?
I feel like I see a lot more hate for, he's just Dak.
I don't agree with that.
He's
at
a turnover machine. And then I also see, like, it does feel like a lot of times the national narrative pushes Josh Allen a lot. But sometimes I don't know exactly where his appreciation is. But I feel like Dak is properly appreciated. I feel like Josh Allen's kind of in that window. It's a back and forth for me on whether or not he's great. I think I would start a team around him immediately. If I'm doing fantasy draft, I would start with him.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of quarterbacks I'd start with this thing though.
Let's talk about Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett has 20 sacks this season, the second most by a player in his first 13 games since 1982, when the sack became an official statistic, only behind Reggie White, one of the, if certainly not at least top three defensive players maybe of all time. He had 21 in 1987, so just a blistering pace that Myles Garrett continues at.
All right, he's getting 23.
I would be surprised if it didn't happen.
I think it's going to be tough to get one against Caleb Williams, my thought. That's just my thought. Caleb Williams likes to run. I think Josh Allen might lay down one time for him.
Oh, that's probably why he's not properly appreciated.
Aaron Rodgers will throw the ball directly into the ground before he gets sacked. And then it's going to come down to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is so competitive. I think he will do everything he can so it doesn't happen. I don't know I'm hoping that he gets a couple this weekend so we can say one more to rule the world.
And also, like, if you go back to it, 1987, Reggie White only played 12 games the year he had 21 sacks.
All right. So he needs to get, like, he needs to get 7 in the last 4 games.
Yeah, it's too late. Already missed it. All right, want to shout out these players for the Seahawks. Didn't get a chance to do this the last couple of games. Nick Emmanuari, he had an interception, a sack, and a blocked field goal against the Falcons. And then Jackson Smith and Jigba, Rockwall's own, wanted to jump in on the party. 7 catches for 92 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just phenomenal. And we've talked about this a couple times. The Seattle Seahawks seem to be the best team that nobody gives a damn about.
Yeah, I agree. I did hear Choppy this morning talking about Sam Darnold, and he said he was talking about how he's got one of the highest floors, but maybe not the highest ceiling.
I would agree with that.
And I was like, oh, man, that's a really good description of him. Like, he'll do a lot of good things for you, but maybe not elevate your team.
Yeah.
That's where Jaxon Smith-Njigba comes in, though, baby.
And then I always wonder, like, depending on how the playoffs go, would that change some people's minds? Don't know. We'll see. All right. Let's throw in, well, do you want to go to the Chiefs or do you just want to get to what we're all here for? And that's Philip Rivers prop bets.
The Philip Rivers prop bets.
All right.
But Kevin, I want to point something out.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers' offensive line doesn't have to be perfect for him. He loves playing without protection.
Nice. Because he has lots of kids. I get it. And that is going to come into play in these prop bets. By the way, Philip Rivers says, I wasn't holding out hope to play again. I thought that ship had sailed. Sure, that makes a lot of sense, given how many years it had been since he played football.
Did you see what he did on his first, when he got up to for his press conference? He stood up there and he goes, no Zoom, let's go. Because that was the last time he played was during COVID.
That's, man, that's funny. But also, Philip Rivers is going to wear Daniel Jones number 17. Man,
that's cold.
It does. So feels cold. Like.
Come on, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, he just got hurt. And then just as a non-Philip Rivers note, Mike Evans, he's back. Todd Bowles said he's shown everything that he needed to show in practice. Now, we will talk about the Chiefs another time. What will happen first? Philip Rivers interception or Philip Rivers touchdown pass?
Philip Rivers interception.
Alec?
I'm taking the touchdown pass.
Oh, okay. The slight odds favor interception first, but I would like it.
I feel like in goal line situations or in the red zone, you're going to go to Jonathan Taylor right now. That's just my feeling.
Now, you're really going to have to put on your thinking caps for this. Which will be higher, Rivers' total number of children or his first completion yardage?
Children. He has 19, right?
He has 10.
Oh.
That's still a lot. He has 10.
His first pass, then?
Yeah. Will his first pass be more or less than the number of children he has?
8 yards.
Okay.
Just to kind of get warmed up.
So you're going.
Under.
Children will be higher. Alec?
Taking the yardage. Give me Michael Pittman Jr. on like a deep cross for like 14 yards.
Okay. The completion being higher than the number of kids is the slight favorite.
Huh.
This might be my favorite prop bet. Which will be higher? Philip Rivers' total grandchildren or his first rush yards?
Grandchildren.
He has one grandkid.
He doesn't need to run.
Sometimes,
the
though,
first thing
the
he
situation
should do.
Calls for it.
Yeah, not now for you, old man.
Wow.
The first thing you should do is just throw the ball away before you decide to take a run.
Okay.
And he needs to tell guy. He needs to go in there and tell his coaches that. His coaches need to tell him that too. Hey, we're all on the same page, right, guys? I don't need to run. And they're like, damn right.
Alec,
you weren't much of a runner when you were a player anyway, and now here you are.
It feels like you've been more bullish on this than Corey Majors. What say you?
I'm with Corey on this one. There's no reason for that man to be running whatsoever. If you are running, it's to get away from the pressure and throw the ball away, dadgummit.
And by the way, so that's that good. Somebody asked if Philip Rivers is going to play. Shane Steichen said Philip Rivers is excited to be back and, quote, we'll see if he's going to play.
Dane Brugler points out, Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice, and Tim Brown were all starting in the NFL during Philip Rivers' rookie season.
That's so weird. God, that's so freaking weird. Which leads to our next question. Perhaps the most difficult question that has ever been asked in the history of prop bets. Which will be higher in Week 16? Philip Rivers' total completions or total Philip Rivers diaper changes? For his kids.
Like, he's going to change them?
Correct.
During the game?
No, just for the whole week.
Oh, for the whole week? Oh, I think all his kids are out of diapers, aren't they?
They just had another one,
oh,
right?
My gosh, are you serious?
Didn't they?
Why?
Oh, yeah, they have a two-year-old.
Well, that's a tricky one right there. Because after nine kids...
turned two.
After nine kids, you think, maybe we got this potty training thing down?
That's for the kids to do.
Yeah, no, he's not changing a diaper.
Okay. So you're going completions. Alec?
I'll go completions too. He's too busy living this double life. Yeah, he's all football all the time now.
And then one more for you. I feel like I'm taking the over on this. How many of Philip Rivers' kids will be at the game? He has 10.
Man, do you take kids to work on your first day?
Ooh.
Out of retirement, yeah.
I'd probably all tell them all just to stay home. Hey, okay. Look, I don't need the distraction. He's bringing 3.
Okay.
He's bringing 3 of the kids.
Alec, and I think 3 of their kids are like in their 20s or late teens.
Yeah, one of them's probably in college. Another one has some kids. I don't know.
One of them has a kid. Yeah. Alec?
I'm going to go with 5. I think half of them will be in attendance. The others just won't be as important.
The over-under? I mean, I get it. The over-under is 4.5. That 4.5 of Philip Rivers' 10 kids will be there. So Alex taking the higher. Corey is going lower. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, questions the Cowboys must positively answer if they want to make the playoffs. Next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.